All right, back on the program, and here we go, ladies and gentlemen, the great Dino Babers. What's up, Coach?
Mike, how are you doing, sir?
What's new and exciting?
Oh, we're sitting down here in South Carolina getting ready for those for the Clemson Tigers, I believe.
Clemson Tigers, I love it. All right, so let's talk about it. Give me a little a breakdown, a terrific team. And Coach gave you a ton of respect, said all these wonderful things about Syracuse and what you've been doing here.
Well, you know, I tell you, first of all, this is probably the best football team I've played in a long time. They're a complete team. Offensively, they have fantastic wide receivers, a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. Their offensive line's outstanding, and they have a bunch of five-star running backs in the backfield, just in case you want to play them in one dimension. Defensively, they're loaded with first, second, third-round draft picks. Their D-line is the best D-line we've faced all year, not even close. Their linebackers are exceptional, and they have very long corners that like to play man-to-man. Defensive coordinator is, before he was at Clemson, he was at Oklahoma for Bob Stoops, a very aggressive play caller. He likes to blitz with man pressures and blitz with zone pressures. And then their special teams are extremely solid with a high-level recruiting classes that they always bring in. Coach Dabo's a fabulous motivator, an outstanding person, good family man, and he's been in his program for 8 years, and this is his ninth season. And if we can be anywhere close to where he is in 8 to 9 years, I think we'll be extremely happy.
You know, I just had Damon Rhodes on. He gave you all kinds of props, said, what an incredible job so far this season and just what you've done with the offense. So exciting. Get a lot of these former players that are just really excited of what you've done here at Syracuse.
Well, it's the whole thing. We've got to change the culture a little bit. And even the way people in Northeast look at football, we're going to play a different style. I think the style is very conducive for the Carrier Dome. We want to be the fastest thing on grass, the fastest thing on turf. And it affects the offense, it affects the defense, it affects the kicking game, but also it affects the way that these guys are trained. So the way we train them, the way we feed them, what they do on their nightlife, affecting their day life, all those things are tied into the culture that we're trying to bring here at Syracuse University.
AK Mark, 4 to go, right on schedule. How do you feel where you're at right now?
Well, I feel like we're probably where we should be at. I think we probably surprised some people with us being so new. But again, when you bring the nucleus of your staff with you, you know, when you don't hire so many new people and the guys know exactly what you want, you're going to have some stability in the first year that with normal staff, just hiring everybody from Hell's Bells, we're going to have more stability than that staff.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I said, so we're going to have an opportunity to probably do some things earlier than most staffs would be able to do. But sitting here at 4-4, I'm really excited to be playing games that matter in November. The games they remember are the ones in November. For those games to matter and for us to be one or two games away from a bowl bid with the amount of injuries we've had, the amount of turnover we've had with personnel being hurt in and out, I think it's just absolutely attributed and very commending to this football team. I think they've done a hell of a job.
Final question, most valuable part of the off week?
I think rest. Yeah. You know, we've played our ones all the way through. We've been in 8 games. We've been favored in one, and that was the first game, Colgate. We've got 4 more games to play. We won't be favored in any of those. I'm not sure. I've been in coaching 31 years. I don't think I've ever gone through a season where I've only been favored once in 12 games. But it's about to happen here at Syracuse University. Now, we've got to – that's the truth of the matter. And now we've got to find a way to win 2 football games and shock the world.
The great Dino Babers. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Best of luck. Dino Babers, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Napa Syracuse Legend Show. I'll be right back. Hopefully, Lawrence Moten, if we've got some time.